in a downturn, Americans turn to government. And in the 1930s, you saw that process very dramatically, because before the 30s, the states and the towns were a larger presence in our economy than the federal government. If you can imagine, even double the size of the federal government. So at the beginning, people turn to their state or their town for help, and you see relief happening from the states. You see jobs created from the states, and this was also under the principle of federalism. People believed this was a job of the states to take care of people in downturns. Roosevelt comes in, and he says, well, I want to do it on a national level, a federal level from Washington. And by 1936, you see a tipping point, a flipping, where the federal government is doing a lot for people. It's the Great Depression, and it's larger than the states as a presence in the economy, and that never goes back. That's how we got a larger federal government.
And
so that was the sort of political economy significance for me. And you see many presidents from Lyndon Johnson to now President Obama following up on that. Federal responder is first responder.
Well, in an article you had in the Washington Post, which I think is sort of a nutshell of what your book is all about, clearly it shows that the unemployment rate did not reduce significantly or enough to be not in a recession during all of the period until really after World War II. And almost as if it seems as if people draw the wrong lessons from Roosevelt, almost like people, it's almost like Sigmund Freud, you know, groundbreaking in the area. Everything he said has pretty much been discredited by science, but yet people still look to him as a figure of some importance in a particular area. So it sounds like you're saying we're drawing the wrong lessons.
Well, thank you for that question. As some of the listeners may be aware, there's been some controversy about these unemployment data. But what I found, and these data come from are data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They're not made up. And when we go back and look, what was the record? What did all the efforts of the New Dealers do? It's disappointing in terms of job creation. You basically average double digit for a decade. Even if you want to strike out Hoover to make it just pure Roosevelt, it's a bit better. But Roosevelt did not really manage to keep unemployment below 10%. There may be 1 year, maybe two, depending whose math you use, that he did. Most of the time, it was very high, and they had the famous, infamous depression within the depression 8 years into the depression, when unemployment was 15 or even 20% some months, because we do reckon unemployment by months. So that showed that the government intervention didn't save the economy.
And also, I think during that period of time, he went in and out of the gold standard as well.
Right. I mean, what I found looking at the big, big scene, because the book, The Panorama, is government intervention, whether it came from Herbert Hoover or FDR, whether it made it worse.
Right.
That was different from what we learned in school. And specifically to the money issue, we had a deflation. So there was an economic argument for going off the gold standard, which tends to be deflationary. We wanted to get rid of our deflation and go reflate. But what the Forgotten Man focuses on, my book focuses on, was something I found to be important, which is the fashion in which FDR, the president, acted was very arbitrary. So he goes off the gold standard. He decides he's going to set the gold price himself. So, I mean, literally, in bed, after breakfast, after the cigarette, maybe around the time he eats the fruit, he would say, let the gold price be thus and thus. He buys gold, and that arbitrariness disturbed markets. We don't know what Roosevelt's going to do next about gold, so we'll sit this one out. And eventually Roosevelt goes back on, but then he does a number of other things. And what was understudied in the economics, at least that we learned, is when a government is arbitrary, even if it's heading in the right direction, you can hurt the economy because the economy doesn't like unknown unknowns, uncertainty. And we all know that now from markets television. I think they knew it less, that an uncertainty, even a good one, scares markets.
And you also take Roosevelt to task for waging war, as it were, on the economic sector, and instead of really having government and industry cooperate, it was really war against industry. Explain that.
The evidence is there, and this has to do with the kind of research that we do. For many years, the Great Depression, the economics was the field of economists, so they were looking at data. they weren't looking so much at the newspapers. And now that we have new archives like ProQuest, we can look at the newspaper every day. And what I found reading through the 1930s, day after day after day, the papers are saying, well, gee, Roosevelt is attacking business again. The market doesn't really like that. The market's kind of afraid. Too many trials are happening. And that had a chilling effect, and they reported it day in, day out, day out. And that was kind of erased from our memory, which was more numerical. So that was quite important. To imagine if we put Greenspan on trial, Chairman Greenspan, and we put Bill Gates on trial, and those trials lasted for years, and they were criminal trials. They might go to jail. They were much hated. That would have a kind of a chilling effect on the economy, because even though some people find fault with what Chairman Greenspan did, seeing him on trial says nobody wants to be a federal, a federal actor or a central banker or anything. Nobody wants to move if we're going to try our central bankers or our leading business figures. They did that in spades in the New Deal period. And in fact, their big heroes, who were Mellon, the Treasury Secretary from the 20s, sort of the equivalent of Greenspan, and Sam Insull of Chicago, both died under a cloud of suspicion during this period. And, when Mellon died, the market crashed. When their Greenspan died, people were like, oh, my God, we can never go back to the 20s. Now we've lost our compass, our lodestar, whatever. We don't understand how the economy is going to operate without these heroes whom the administration is vilifying.